Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Boy, this is an amazing time of the year. October has arrived. Playoff baseball at the bank Saturday night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Where do you come down? Hope or expect to take down?
Expectation.
The expectations are high. The winner of this thing is going to win the World Series. That's what's going to happen. It starts Saturday. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all Sunday long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between the Denver Broncos and Philadelphia Eagles. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Eagles Broncos is kind of flying on the radar this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
The game
itself. I mean, because we got all this drama.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Going on. We're dealing with this.
The AJ stuff. Obviously, the Philly stuff starting Saturday. But that is going to be a fun game Sunday with the Eagles Broncos. All right. Let's get back to your phone calls on the Phils Dodgers expectations for a huge NLDS. Game one is Saturday. And I'm glad that our last caller, I think it was Alex in Bethlehem, mentioned Christopher Sanchez, Hugh, because he – look, Sanchez has pitched great all season, but he now has to take on a different mantle, right? Without Wheeler, you're the number one now, right?
Yeah, you like, that dude.
You're
and
that
you
dude.
You got to set that tone. And you got to set the tone for this series.
So how about this? So in this series, there's five games, right? If it goes all five and there's no extra innings, there's 45 innings of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He could take down 14 of those innings, right? If he goes 7 in game 1, 7 in game 4, like basically a third of the innings in the series are going to be on his left arm. If he dominates the Dodgers, the Phillies are very likely to win the series.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's thinking about that. That's why I just feel like this is different, because you look at the way it shaked out. Yeah, the Dodgers look dominant. I'm not going to sit here and tell that lie, but you handled them out there. And the big thing was that you were able to get to their bullpen. So you got to come in and you got a whole serve, because people are looking at you since Wheeler's out to be that guy.
Mm-hmm. And he's been that guy all year. I expect Sanchez to pitch well. Now, I think we probably have to, because of the Dodgers lineup, we have to probably put realistic expectations. Do I expect him to shut the Dodgers down for 14 straight innings, give up no runs? No. I think the Dodgers probably score some runs off him. But can he limit it to 2 runs over 6 or 7 innings? That I think is good enough. If it becomes 3 or 4, it becomes a little more challenging. But that's the task. You're the ace. You're going to get Cy Young votes. That's the job. And Otani's going to be on the other side on Saturday. And, of course, the A.J. Brown situation. We'll let you hear what Jason Kelce had to say about A.J. Brown, both on his podcast and the morning show today. And we do have to dive into an extra little addition to the A.J. stuff, which happened yesterday. A tweet that made the rounds from A.J. to Seth Joyner, of all people. That's coming up. Let's go to Joe in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. What's up?
Yeah, no, not much. Just want to talk a little bit about this AJ and the latest drama with the Eagles. I lived in Philly most of my life, my whole adult life. I just moved down here a few years ago. My father listened to WIP all his life. I remember as a little kid listening to you, everybody on WIP. I'm still a fan forever. And, get up there as much as I can. But this latest drama, I just had an idea, a thought that came to my mind. I listened to all you guys. A couple years back, I know there was some drama like this with the season and who was at fault. And it seemed like Jalen and the coach had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was thinking, okay, here we are 2 years later, same problem, drama. Nobody knows what's going on, what's the issue. But now it seems like it might be AJ and Jalen. So the only common denominator I see there is maybe Jalen's the issue.
Well, Jalen's a quarterback. I mean, that's not a stretch.
Yeah, it's
to say
not
that he's the issue.
Well, and you're right that he's been at the center of, or he's the common denominator, I guess you could say, in the two biggest, what do you call it, Hugh, friction moments with the franchise the last couple of years, right? It was him and Joe's right. It was him and Sirianni before last season and all that stuff. And then they settled that down. And now it's him and AJ. Hugh, it's interesting. Joe's right, but it's interesting because Jalen comes across as pretty quiet. I wouldn't look at Jalen Hurts and say, or listen to him and say, this is a guy that's in a lot of drama. He seems like he tries to live his life kind of drama free, yet he finds himself in this.
Yeah, he's the face of the franchise. He's, what's the word I'm looking for when I think of clear cut, clean cut, no drama.
But yeah, he's part of the drama.
Yeah, but he's part of the drama that we assume is happening in the locker room.
Well, I mean,
now we know it's happening.
Right, AJ's telling us it's happening.
I mean, it's happening, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Like, why?
Why is
Jalen this? If there's two big things here, then the last couple of years, as Joe's saying, Jalen and Sirianni, Jalen and AJ, why is Jalen, who doesn't come across as dramatic, in the middle of the drama?
Maybe because he's different. That's the best way I can describe it. But here's the kicker, Joe, and you know what I'm saying. It's probably going to irritate you.
Here we go.
It's the truth.
Here we go.
Ready?
Nope.
He wins.
Yeah, but not by himself.
I mean, come on.
I know he doesn't win by himself, but he's the trigger puller. He's the guy that makes it happen.
They all win.
Listen.
The team is winning.
The Eagles win every game.
Can we appreciate
you and good phone call, Joe. Thank you.
The defense and special teams are low-key carrying them.
Can I just say this? Because I hear what you're saying.
Right.
And I know that when you say that, it's not directed at me. I'm going to say, I know that. But when I say that, that's the only thing that matters to them.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
And I've brought this example up in the past because I think there are similarities. Not I'm not saying they're clones, but there are similarities.
Mm-hmm.
I see similarities in this current rendition of the Eagles to what the Seahawks were a decade ago at Russell Wilson.
You've made that correlation before.
The biggest thing is it's a very good quarterback. I don't think quite elite, but very good, with a lot around him, and they win a lot. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think there's even some Pete Carroll, Sirianni similarities. Maybe not the best X's and O's guy, but
they do a good job.
They get the team ready to play. What kind of tore that team apart is from my memory was
Russell.
Well,
from the outside looking in, recklessly speculating.
It felt like, I don't know if you saw it last Thursday night when Richard Sherman ripped apart Russell's Hall of Fame candidacy on TV. It felt to me like the other guys in that locker room got annoyed that he got the credit when they felt like, dude, you're good, but like you're not winning without us.
Yeah.
And I wonder if some of that, and not Sirianni, forget him, forget that one. I wonder if that's bled into this. Jalen got paid more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Listen about what you said, and you're not wrong, but think about how you spoke about Jalen. Jalen wins.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that rubs the rest of them the wrong way. Like, dude, he wins. He wins because we're with him.
It does.
Okay.
It does. But here's the thing that, and you're never wrong. The way you frame it, Kyle, you're not wrong.
Well, I know.
The team... I hate that I gave you credit for that.
Yeah, he's gonna cut that out.
Did you have a four-leg parlay?
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay. What frequency are you vibing on, say? You bet on the Reds. What are you doing?
Well, I hate both of you right now.
I guess
can I have my moment of trying to be a professional?
I forgot.
I'm trying to be professional right now.
Sorry.
I am trying to drop professional knowledge right now. But the bottom line is this. No matter how you slice that piece of pie, the quarterback gets all the credit. He gets all the accolades. It's been like that forever.
So is jealousy part of this issue?
Well, it seems like it's starting to rear its ugly head more so than it's ever done before.
I just have to vehemently disagree with the thing they're winning. That's all that matters. Clearly,
it is the only thing that matters.
Not to AJ.
They don't think that.
They do think that.
No, they don't.
Not
Did you
AJ.
Just hear AJ?
AJ.
He doesn't give a crap.
He
told you it's the Super Bowl.
Okay,
he doesn't give a crap.
He doesn't care, but it doesn't make him look good.
I understand that, but that does matter. Like, he is a part of this team. So, like, if it were just, if everybody were on the same page, AJ, Jalen, the coaches, we're winning, nothing else matters. Clearly, that's not the case. Like, this is the situation that we're left dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Well, we're dealing with it because we're talk show
Well, no,
hosts.
But the coach didn't, Sirianni just went on this rant about enjoying the wins. This was an issue with the Eagles 2 years ago, too. Not enjoying the wins, even when they were 10-1. Like, these players are smart enough to know that it's not right. Saquon said it. The offense looks like crap.
Mailata after week two said we can't do 2023 all over again. So that's in their head.
AJ said they're being carried. They know it's not right.
Let me help you out just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, what you're saying to a certain extent is not wrong. But most of the majority of the players, they ain't tripping because they are benefiting tremendously from the accolades. Everybody knows when you talk about this team, Jalen Hurts' name is probably first. Or say, like, Jalen's first, Saquon's a close second. That's a fact. Nobody's tripping on that.
Well, it should be the defense.
No, but
come on, I
hear what you're saying.
Based on the last year,
nobody's tripping on that. This team is winning. They're 4-0. And that's the bottom line.
Hold
and that
AJ is tripping balls.
AJ's been tripping since Sunday. If we're keeping this, what are we keeping? A buck, a bean? What are we keeping on this show?
We keep it a bean.
100, whatever.
We keep it a bean.
All right? So, AJ's tripping.
It's like our head's in the clouds here.
Well, I mean, Douglas lives in the clouds.
First of all,
I mean, we know this.
The thing with AJ and Jalen, that's way beyond football. I don't care what nobody says. It's way beyond football.
All right, let's hear from Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce, let's start. We want to start with the New Heights podcast and what Jason said on his podcast. Listen to this.
And Travis.
Well, Travis's line in here is my favorite line of the week. Jason and Travis speaking on the AJ situation.
A lot of people are making about this tweet that was cryptic in some ways. I mean, it's not really that cryptic if you really think about it.
It is what it is.
If you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders. And be on your way.
You're 4-0, boss.
This is where you disagree a little bit a couple weeks ago. I don't think it's unfathomable that a player of AJ Brown's caliber, I think that he should be upset that he's not being utilized in this offense. I think that is a normal feeling. I think you should feel comfortable explicitly saying that to the coaches and players within that locker room. I do. I don't think that that's a move, a selfish move. AJ knows the level of player he is and what he can do to offenses. And we as an offense know everybody should be upset that AJ's not getting the ball. But one of the things about this quote is, if you're not welcome, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. Everyone should be really happy that AJ Brown is not doing that. Like, by him tweeting this, he's literally not doing the tweet, right? He's being vocal and he's telling everybody, I'm f-ing not happy with what's happening right now. And he shouldn't be. Are there better ways to do this than by tweeting it out? Potentially.
To each his own.
We shouldn't be just getting him the ball to make him happy. We should be getting him the ball because he's a f***ing baller. To me, the fact that we're 4-0 and we still haven't even had our best players involved in the offense.
You're looking up, baby.
Brother, look what happened with the Chiefs. The Chiefs have struggled on offense. All of a sudden, they got that figured out and they blew the f***ing brakes off of the Ravens, one of the best teams in the league over the past, like, decade. So to me, I'm optimistic as a mother right now, but we do got to get it fixed. There's no question about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My favorite line of the back and forth between the Kelce brothers is Travis's, you're 4-0, boss. Just like, dude, you're 4-0.
Yeah.
And we're spending a whole week complaining about the complaining, and then we got a hold court at the locker yesterday. And it's just...
And see, here's the thing. Because now, like, shout out to the folks that are listening and that are chiming in with me personally. I understand that 4-0 hides a lot.
It's like deodorant, yeah.
Yeah, I've never said it didn't, because one of the most famous lines that I'll never forget that Jaws says is that winning is the best deodorant. And when you're winning, it makes you sound crazy to complain about winning.
Yes.
You know, so that's why this is where it is. And that's why most people feel the way that they feel. But, hey, man, you're winning. Because it could be worse. Now, when it becomes worse, that's when all of this stuff that they're trying to do a good job of putting perfume on and cover up, that's when it's going to be exposed. Now, if I had any gripe about what AJ did, if you feel as strongly as you do, your opportunity was yesterday. And what you did yesterday was toe the company line. Let's just call it what it is, because we're probably going to talk about, like, I saw the tweet.
Well, let's throw it in. I mean,
let's make sure
everyone knows what we're talking about, right? Yeah. So there was a tweet last night. Now, if you go look for this, it's not going to be there. It was deleted. But many people saw it. Kyle saw it as it went up before it went down. He sent it to us. So there was a tweet last night from AJ Brown's account, the same account that put out the stuff on Sunday that AJ obviously took responsibility and accountability for yesterday. So it's that account. And the tweet was sent to Seth Joyner yesterday. And this was what it said. I'm not sure if there's a part that got cut off because it's gone now, so I can't see it live. But this is what was Kyle saw yesterday and sent to me. It's AJ Brown's Twitter account, at Seth Joyner yesterday. Quote, "The audacity of you telling someone to do their job. My stats every year backs up that I'm doing mine. How about you do your job and call out the BS, but you won't, because they're paying you, so you have to play along and be a good boy. These old heads can be," and that's where it cuts off. And again, it's gone, so I don't have the rest in front of me this second, but that's what I had yesterday. That's what was up. Hugh, your reaction to AJ Brown's tweet at Seth Joyner.
First, there's a lot for me to unpack there.
Yeah.
Seth Joyner was a tremendous player, and the way that I look at Seth is with tremendous amount of respect, because just like Harold and all those other guys that came before me, I understand wholeheartedly the path that they laid for me to be in this game, and how they pioneered things that happened. The things that AJ's benefiting from now, Seth and the guys that came before him paved the way. And regardless if you like Seth or not, you have to respect him for the contributions that he's given to this game that only a handful of people have ever played. So when you take a shot at Seth, you take a shot at all of us, in my opinion, because we're sitting here at these desks every day reacting. We're not fabricating. We're not creating anything. We're reacting to everything that you do. So for you to have the audacity, and I hope you're listening, and like I said, I'm not hard to find. For you to have the audacity to sit there and call Seth a boy for pointing out his perspective about how you handled the situation because he works for somebody is ridiculous to me. Because guess what, AJ? You have the audacity to sit there and toe the company line when you had an opportunity yesterday to get everything that you had off your chest in front of the media and everybody. But just like a good little boy, you sat there and you didn't say anything. And that's a fact. So when you take a shot at Seth like that, you take a shot at all of us. Because just like you talking about he ain't going to call out the BS, hell, you should call out the BS. You're the one that tweeted it. I don't react to nothing. I don't make up anything. I react to everything that's being said that comes out of your mouth. So when you say stuff like that and you feel in some kind of way, like the kids say, stand on business. You had an opportunity yesterday to stand on business. And like a good little boy, you didn't. So now what? You're still upset and you're taking shots at people. You got to respect your elders, man. Because Seth ain't doing nothing but reacting to what you did.
Well, and from my perspective, Seth wants what's best for the Eagles. I think he was speaking towards...
And another thing, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, no, you go.
I'm here. And another thing, for all y'all cats that have a lot to say, y'all never hear when people defend you or talk about, you know, having your back and, hey, AJ needs to get the ball more. Everybody on this station, even Seth, has talked about how you need to be involved in offense. You don't say nothing about that. Nobody never say anything about the positive stuff that we say about you and how you need to be involved in this offense. But as soon as somebody say something you don't like, you got a lot to say
That is what I call a prostitute move. That's what prostitutes do. And I'm saying it in a nice way because you know exactly what I'm trying to say. That's a prostitute move. Because you ain't never got nothing to say or back anybody when they got your back. But as soon as somebody say something you don't like, you go to Twitter and you try to call people out. That's not grown man stuff. That's not what a man does. And then to call somebody a boy? And you had the microphone yesterday, and all I heard from you was like, hey, I'm cool with everybody. You weren't cool when you sent the tweet out. You sure weren't cool when you sent the tweet out.
The last line, by the way, was, these old heads could be a trip boy, ... So I didn't have that last few letter words. I want to make sure I finished the tweet fully. But the body of it was the body of it. And the part, Hugh, obviously what you said is strong there. Like, when I hear Seth talk, I think Seth wants the best for the Eagles. And if Seth thinks, hey, enough of the Twitter stuff, like, I just, sometimes when many people, including former players, are telling you enough is enough with this stuff, maybe listen instead of fire back. I mean, everyone's always got to fire back. Maybe listen. Maybe Seth Joyner is telling you for a reason. You know, I think he said it the other day when he was on with Joe and John in the morning. Seth was overly emotional as a player. He said that. He's admitted that. Right? I think it's part of what made Seth a great player. A borderline Hall of Fame player, a guy that was an impactful player, his emotion, Hugh. Seth was emotional. But Seth said the other day, at times, as he looks back now, maybe he was a little over-emotional and he didn't think through when he spoke and the stuff he did. I mean, Hugh, to me, if I'm AJ, Seth could be a role model for how I finish out my career. Emotion player, maybe sometimes too emotional. He's telling me, in retrospect, I don't know if I should have done that stuff. Maybe you shouldn't do that stuff. Maybe enough of this. You know, and I was going to ask you, Hugh, I think I know the answer. Do you feel better about all the AJ stuff after you spoke yesterday?
No.
I don't either. You know why? Because I'm done believing we're done with this. I wish I was as naive as everyone out there. It's like, oh, it's over now, guys. Move on. It's over. They buried it. What are you guys talking about?
It's unfortunate, man.
Because we're going to do this again in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because, like I said, I've always had AJ back. And when you say stuff like that, you're talking about all of us. Because let me tell you, I don't get joy in sitting here talking about you in a negative way, but I'm going to keep it a bean. I don't get joy in that because I did play the game. And that's not no disrespect to anybody that didn't play the game. But when you put me in a situation where I work for Odyssey, and if I'm asked a question, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell you exactly what I feel. So when you sit up there, I don't give a damn who calling me, telling me not to say this, that, and the third. I'm going to speak my mind. And when you do stuff like that, you leave me no choice but to say what I got to say, just like Seth, just like Ike, just like John, just like Bear, anybody else that has been in the space that you're in. When you do the stupid stuff that you do and send out those cryptic-ass tweets, then we have to do our job because that's what we're paid to do. That's what we're paid to do. We're paid to speak on stuff that nobody else knows about but us. So when you get mad at him and you call him out, and call him a boy, you talking about all of us. Because this is what we do for a living. Because we did play the game. And we transitioned into this. That's the problem. So get your stuff together.
That's a professional right there.
Yeah, I'm a professional. But it's like, it makes no sense to me, man. Like, the thing that I hate about this generation is this. You want to throw rocks and then hide hands. And when somebody call you out on it, instead of you being the man that you say you are, you don't do that. You want to go attack somebody. You want to attack Seth for you putting him in a situation because at the end of the day, we want to try to protect you as much as we can. But at the end of the day, when you say that stuff, you leave us no choice. You leave us no choice. And we have to speak on it. And we have to be honest about it because our credibility is on the line. So how about you do your job and stop saying this stupid stuff so we ain't got to comment on it? That at the end of the day, if you don't say a word, if you don't open your mouth and send out that cryptic ass tweet, we ain't got nothing to say. We're going to talk about the Phillies. We're going to talk about this playoff series coming up. And we're going to talk about the Denver Broncos. And then you know what else we're going to talk about, AJ? You getting the football and how you need to be involved in this offense. That's what we would talk about.
Yeah, the person who dictated the conversation this week is A.J. Brown. I mean, that's obvious. It's been obvious all week. It was obvious in Sunday. And he continues to, even when he tried to put it out yesterday. What said Hugh? All right, 215-592-9494. We're reacting to all this. Your reaction to the AJ stuff, including that tweet at Seth Joyner, which was absolutely wild yesterday. Or do you feel better about the AJ stuff after he spoke? I sure don't, because I'm not naive to think this thing is over. We're going to do it again in a few weeks. Phillies Dodgers, well, I want to get to two things we should keep an eye on in this series starting on Saturday. Hope or expect the Phils to beat the Dodgers. And your reaction to AJ holding court and everything Hugh just said there. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. Every Thursday is your NFL Thursday is your chance at a jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. If your player scored the first or the last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.